This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2210. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world, primarily shortwave. On this edition, recorded September 28th, Antarctica, Argentina, Canada, Colombia, Costa Rica, Cuba, Czechia, France, Germany, Kurdistan, Netherlands, North America, Romania, Russia, Spain, Swaziland, Turkey, UAE, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, this week's confirmation of LRA 36 Antarctica, 15475.98, reduced carrier USB. Saturday, September 23rd, Manuel Mendez logged in Spain direct between 1905 and 2104 UT. While I did not tune in until 2143, but it probably started as usual before 1800. And it was still going when it was cut off the air at 2322. Just when they had started to play that nice theme song about Antarctica, which we used to hear just after the sign-on procedures. Argentina non, Harold Sellers in British Columbia says, several checks in September for RAI's English program via WRMI at 01 to 130 Tuesday through Saturday on 9395 have found an American music program instead. In August, the RAI program had been noted cutting off after only 1 minute and switching to music, so it appears the RAI relay is gone. However, I say they are still heard in Spanish after 02, September 21st, on 5800. And how about all the other languages still on the WRMI schedule grid? Chinese, German, French, Italian, Portuguese, and Japanese from Argentina. John Filiozzi replies, I understand there has been some difficulty in getting the programs transmitted from Buenos Aires to Okeechobee, but that is being worked out. Expectations are that the relationship will continue. We'd better hurry up and DX Canadian non-directional beacons on medium and long wave, while Somanive in BC says, wow, Indibees are rapidly going the way of the dodo bird. Latest info from Nav Canada regarding the one in Miramichi, New Brunswick. The call sign is F9, that is the letter F, the figure 9, at Miramichi. The airport designated CYCH is being decommissioned. As of October 5th, no frequency mentioned in the announcement, but it is 520 kHz with 125 watts, so it should get out well. Walt says, I remember seeing the antenna at the airport while visiting a year ago, the south end of the airport adjacent to the terminal. That is F9 on 520 kHz. Information about decommissioning of this and many others can be found at Bill Hepburn's DXInfoCenter.com NDB section. Colum, Venezuela, about the station on 4940, Manuel Mendez says on September 14th, I sent a reception report to one of the email addresses, estacion4940@gmail.com, and another to an address which appeared in forums recently concerning an EQSL received from La Montaña, that is, lamontana@gmail.com. But that ID is never heard on the station. It identifies on the air as Estacion 4940. And he says, on September 23rd, I received an email from lamontana@gmail.com without any text and an attached PNG file with an EQSL for La Montaña. Is it fake or authentic? No response received from the email address announced on the programs, which should be the authentic one. Somewhat less mysterious in Colombia is what appears to be an unlicensed station on 6016.7 called Organización Radial El Prado. Manuel Mendez says it's very irregular, mostly off the air, but he was hearing it before and after 05 UT Sunday, September 24th, with nonstop Colombian songs on a very weak signal. Also from Colombia on 10125 CW in the 30-meter band, I'm again hearing HK3QQ. All it does is, in the form of a beacon, slowly sending letters in keyboard order, including some errors, that is, QWRTYUIO, etc. This was September 25th at 0707. I'd been checking for it almost every night since it was first missing on August 12th. Soon after that, we got word that his license had expired in November of 2021, so maybe it's now been renewed. and I heard it again September 26th at 0607. I heard an unusual ham call sign from Costa Rica, TI70RC, because it's celebrating the 70th anniversary of the Radio Club of Costa Rica. This has been all during September, but it ends at the last minute of September on the 30th, UT. I ran across it on 28456 USB, September 24th at 2213. Its exact anniversary date is the 29th. Here's a YouTube channel with lots of DX information pointed out by Rick Barton in Arizona because of some reports on Cuban spy number station. Search on the name to get to all of these. The two words, Ringway, Manchester. Idun Ritz reports on her medium wave info that in Czechia, country radio will begin broadcasting from Liberce on the 1st of October on 639 kHz. Richard Langley in New Brunswick says, I just stumbled upon another DRM transmission from TDF in French, the afternoon of 23 September at 1955, presumably RFI. Some audio decoded, but not continuously. It went off at 1957 on 13695. I know that's a frequency RFI has previously used in AM. In the British TS Club, Alan Pennington says, they started the mini Transat yacht race to Guadeloupe via the Canary Islands. Has been delayed by a day starting September 25th at 11:30 UT. More details, mostly in French, at minitransat.fr. The race is also called La Boulangère. Christian Guibaudot in France says it did leave Les Sables d'Olonne September 25th at 11:30 UT. There are shortwave broadcasts to provide weather forecasts every day at 15 to 16 UT. Possible frequencies publicized, probably just one at a time, are 5975, 6100, 13735, and 15300. On September 26th, I was not hearing anything on the higher two, but via U20, the remote in Holland, I was hearing it on 6100. I did not tune in until 1542, however, when there was nothing but rock music until it went off at 1558. They will probably use the higher bands later in the race, when they have a greater distance to cover. In the British DS Club, Vince Shirley reports, not heard this one for a long time, the pirate Radio Morania, back on the airwaves Sunday evening, September 24th at 2040 on 6160, very good signal, with its usual quirky content. When a contact address is announced, a strange interference suddenly obliterates it. It's quite amusing. Last heard years ago on the 49-meter band, it's now relayed by the 1 kilowatt German station, Shortwave Gold. The Kurdo-Turkish radio war continues to be heard, sometimes with just barely audible carriers or signals, on various frequencies between 11.5 and 11.6 megahertz. These are my logs of the past week, September 22nd at 14:55, past 15:01, 11520. September 23rd at 15:13, 11510. September 26th at 15:15, 11545, and September 28th at 1506, 11535. Dengagel, the Kurdish clandestine, apparently comes from Uzbekistan, but it's always been trailed and sometimes hit by the jammer from Turkey. Via Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener, lots of info from Radio Delta International in the Netherlands from its latest newsletter. This weekend, on Saturday 30th September and Sunday 1st October, we will be available for your listening pleasure on 12075 from 06 to 14 UT, and 12095 from 14 until 18. Immerse yourself in the diverse range of programs we have carefully crafted for your enjoyment. We are thrilled to announce we have finalized our new radio format for Saturdays. The program lineup promises to be exciting and engaging. More at their website, radiodelta.am. And the team is currently working diligently on Sunday's programming format. There are also Saturday evening broadcasts in the near future to be resumed on 6060 once a transmitter is repaired. Also, they have upgraded to a new studio and value music requests from listeners. Info at radiodelta.am. Another possible frequency is 6020. Reported last week under unidentified at the end, but now I'm putting it under North America, though it's still not identified. The Christian pirate at the edge of the 40-meter band, just above 7300. I had heard it on September 17th, early UT Sunday, and number further reports not until the following UT Sunday, September 24th. Lucas Bandura reported on HF Underground starting at 03 UT Sunday, then heard by Eric Federswalp in Washington State. Chapters from some unidentified gospel in the Bible, instrumental music heard from 0425 past 0445, audio best in lower sideband but okay in the AM mode, he says. Launched Salmoni, then measured it at 0525 on 7300.209. Lucas Bandura says on 7300.25. I've yet to hear it sign off. I never stay up late enough. It runs very late into the night. Walt Salmoniv was still receiving it direct at 0600, measured on 7300.396. And Eric Federswalp says, using the remote in North Carolina, just before 0630, changing from one preacher to another. I finally tuned in direct at 0639 and had a very weak signal on the 7300.287 variable. Via Alan Rowe and John Collins, Radio Romania International has been sending out a new program schedule for 2023 and 2024. However, I've not yet been able to find it on their website, rri.ro. Anyhow, the accompanying message, along with details of all the programs in each of the English broadcasts, says, you're invited to discover our new slots, Working in Romania, devoted to increasingly numerous foreign nationals, Romania the Eastern Flank, devoted to foreign military deployed to Romania, and Music from A to Z, all music genres as well as interviews with famous artists. And we are working on ways to send out digital QSLs in 2023. And we also got this via Alan Holder on the Isle of Wight. Russia from mediumwave.info via Rusty X. There is a Radio Mayak station heard on 78 kilohertz, 78, on the Izhevsk remote receiver in Russia, says Neron, on September 17th. Had a link to that remote, and I picked it up, and there it was. Of course, you will not find this listed on 78 kilohertz, since it's no doubt radiation from wired broadcasting, which still exists in some places in Russia, or radiodiffusion. Spanish National Radio still has only one token English broadcast, as I call it, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 22 to 22:30 UT. But it puts in a very good signal to North America on 17855, as long as the MUF holds up. Also on 15520 for the Middle East, often quite audible here off the back. 17715 off the side to South America. And 11670, always worst for us as it's aimed southward toward Africa. After a few minutes of news, there are several features, usually something to do with the arts. On Monday, September 25th, it was of special interest to me, because September 26th would be the European Day of Languages. So they were explaining about the co-official languages in Spain, along with Castilian, Catalan, Basque, Galician, and Valencian, as well as some minority languages, but they never mentioned Ladino or Judeo Español. The presenters continued to be Amy Egan and Mylene Quintana. We hardly ever hear Justin Coe anymore. I wonder what's become of him. I've been picking up some transmissions from Transworld Radio Swaziland, or if they insist, Iswatini, which must be coming via long path, considering propagation, such as Friday, September 15th at 1453 and starting a music box ID on 9585. That's just before their broadcast to Madagascar in the Malgache language, except French on weekends. And I heard that again September 24th, when it was already in French with a strange accent at 1456. According to my globe, the path for this would be roughly east-southeast from Manzini across the southern Indian Ocean, Australia, Tarawa, Hawaii, and on to Enid. And at the same hour, 15 UT, hearing another broadcast from them on 11880, starting in Somali. September 22nd, it's until 1530, extended weekends to 1545, but good signal via kilohertz, megahertz, and gigantic hertz. World of Radio 2210, a non-commercial service, as is our website, worldofradio.com. Financial support, very much appreciated, which may have been sent to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702, by money order or check on a U.S. bank, or via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. monitoring the voice of Turkey. I try to every day at 22 UTN English North America on 11785. Best heard via the remote in Holland, sometimes direct, but not always on the air. On September 22nd, 24th, and 25th, it was missing. But on Saturday, September 23rd, I listened to the whole broadcast, when there was no competition from Spain, of course, at the same time. This time it was on 11785.003. The usual frequency, such as on September 28th, is 0.009. So I wonder if 6 hertz difference means 2 different transmitters in use. On the air, September 28th, as a matter of fact, just as I am recording this, but rather poor reception, even into Holland. Here are my notes from the broadcast on Saturday, the 23rd. After news and maybe review of the Turkish press for 1 minute or so, at 22:11, the multilingual ID filler reel, which takes up 2 minutes. At 22:18, the captain's log, a travelogue, about the Black Sea, shifting to some seaside cities, such as Sakarya this time, which is inland east of Istanbul. At 22:30, gripping piles, or something like that. 22:37, Turkey's geomarked products. Do they mean geomarketed? It was about weaving from Tokat. At 22:44, their promo, always by your side. And at 22:49, their other promo, with you every hour. Signing off at 22:50, always mentioning 4 English broadcasts starting at 12:30, and never including this one. There was a fragment of their interval signal until chopped off at 22:51.7. No finesse. Something's always erroneous, said Emmerler. Band scanning on shortwave at 1 kHz or even 5 kHz steps on BFO. It's pretty obvious when anything is significantly off frequency. Here's a prime example. Saturday, September 23rd at 15:20. Something on 15310.129. Listed as BBC Arabic for Sudan via the UAE site during that semi-hour only. Something that's not too late if you're hearing us immediately via podcast rather than shortwave. Alan Rowe reports that Claudius Obrecht says his next broadcast of presumably electronic music would be Friday 29 September at 16 UT on 15425 DRM directed to India and vicinity. Via Wolverton, UK, 85 degrees, about 100 kilowatts. Ben Cobb forwards news from the FCC. Something called Altitude Line has applied for an HF experimental license. Transparent about its purpose, still pending as of September 26th. From FCC Form 442, the location is Glendale Heights, Illinois, in DuPage County. But the mailing address is in Dover, Delaware. Attention, Ilya Korzenovich. Sounds like a Russian name. Many more technical details, but basically applying for 1.5 kilowatt transmitters with ERPs of 10.8 or 20.9 kilowatts. On these frequency ranges, which are in the fixed bands, avoiding standard frequencies, amateur bands, broadcasts, maritime and aeronautical. 7.45 to 8.1 megahertz, 14.35 to 14.99. And a separate listing with ERPs of 14.2 or 23.5 kilowatts from 10.15 to 11.175 and 18.168 to 18.780 megahertz. About World of Radio scheduling on WRMI. Still has not appeared Tuesday at 13 UT on 9955, maybe this week. The UT Sunday at midnight UT has not appeared either on 9955. Last week we were on UT Thursday at 01 on 9955, but that was quick, already replaced by something else, the Spanish DX program Antena de X from Panama. But I do see another new time for us on schedule on 9955, Friday at 2200 UT. I hope that is going to happen and will stick for a while, as that would be our first shortwave broadcast. Try it this week if you get a chance. Also missing last week was UT Sunday at midnight 30 on 7780. Still on the schedule, so I'm not sure if that was a mistake. Starting October, there should be less interference to our medium wave 1323 broadcast from Italy, from IRRS, because the station in Brighton, UK, Smooth Radio, is going off the air at the end of September, says Mike Barraclough. World of Radio times are Friday at 2030 UT and Sunday at 2000. Dr. Hans-Jürg Biener replies to my comment last week that Radio Libertad, the Cuban clandestine, was no longer heard on WRMI. According to his records, it was removed from the schedule sometime in January or February. It had been Monday through Friday at 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. He says Radio Libertad had been the only Cuban exile broadcaster using broker services of RMI besides Radio Republica since about 2017 or 18. The website is still there and provides a distorted stream, www.radio-libertad.org. NewT, September 28th, Andy Reid in Ontario reported at 0104, I'm hearing something on 17790 before 0100, singing or chanting. Walt Salmaniv in BC says it's Call to Worship by the Zion Chapel, the name of the program, very strong into his receiver at Masset, BC. And then Welcome to Bible Adventures. And at 0200, he heard an ID, you are listening to Radio Pan Am. What's that? I reply, that would be Pan American Broadcasting, also known as Radio Africa, towards South America, which is on the same frequency, WRMI 17790, at 15 until 21 UT. So, has this been extended on WRMI, or is it via another site? Anyhow, this part of the programming is not on the WRMI grid, and was not being heard the next day when I checked at 2230, and the night before it was off before 0303. Kenneth Vito-Zicke in Michigan replies, I've noted WRMI on early, playing their typical pop and rock oldies before Pan-American programming comes on. I think Jeff White likes to experiment. Wolfgang Bushel says maybe this was testing something for the upcoming B-23 season. Here's the latest about WTWW from George McClinock as of September 25th. He says they plan to return to the air Monday evening, UT Tuesday, October 3rd, at midnight UT, the first hour old recordings of Pastor P. Peters, as carefully chosen by someone in New Jersey, and then from 01 to 05 UT, a new non-religious programmer, which had been on KVOH and may still be on WRMI. This will be daily. Sometime later, they will move up the start time to 23 UT with Peters, and the other, originating in North Carolina, gets an additional hour from midnight until 05. He says rather than 90 or 100 kilowatts, they'll run 50, which is considered to be sufficient. Eventually, the new programmer wants to run 12 hours per day. 9475 would be activated even later. Adam Locke, remember him? Formerly of WWCR during the George McClintock era, has been invited to record IDs and frequency change announcements. The prospect of scrapping the equipment is postponed. Some of it may eventually go to Voice of Hope Zambia operation. Still pending, a new owner may need a garage room, so the number 3 transmitter would have to be removed. By now, all the modules have been fixed, so it's ready to go, except a driver needs some work. Later on, the property may be combined with a neighbor for greater eventual sale value of over $1 million. September 28th at 0650, I had a 40/9 open carrier on 7505. No doubt WRNO, so could they be about to expand to all night again? Or they forgot to turn it off after 0400. Mike Cooper forwards a New York Times story of September 26th. New York Public Radio, the organization of WNYC, said it is planning to cut its workforce by about 12%. On medium wave, of course, that's 830, but also on FM, as well as classical WQXR. It has about 340 full-time and part-time employees. In a memo, LaFontaine Oliver, the president and chief executive, says the organization would preserve its journalism and music efforts. Last week I mentioned that my nearby KLEY 1130 Wellington, Kansas, was off the air, but it was back as of September 25th, both day and night with day power of 250 watts. The 1560 station in Bakersfield, California, KNZR, surprised everyone a few weeks ago by abruptly switching to Spanish. But now it's back to English, says Rick Barton in Arizona, who was listening UT September 26th at 0355 with Dave Ramsey Financial Talk. At 05 UT, ID as News Talk Leader, Fox News Radio, and then Coast to Coast. Bruce Portzer in Washington says KNZR made the switch back to English on September 12th. IRCA Nigel Pimlet in Alberta says, I've been listening on my South Beverage, consistently hearing two new TIS signals from Bridger-Teton National Forest in Wyoming on 1710 kHz. They are in Jackson and Moran Junction with the same message, except the one in Jackson has an additional segment with Harrison Ford giving a message about wildfires. They give regular call sign IDs, and he made these recordings. Not 100% certain, but they sound like KOK 811 and KON667. An internet search indicates they came on the air in July.
You have tuned to KON 667 Jackson, Wyoming, broadcasting on AM 1710.
Mike Terry forwards a long story from Radio World, September 25th, by Randy J. Stein. FCC proposal to boost HD power receives strong support. Proposal of a new formula to determine which radio stations can use the highest allowable digital FM power levels is very popular among major U.S. broadcast groups. Cumulus, Odyssey, Beasley, and others are rallying behind the effort to boost HD power levels and support a companion request to allow asymmetric sideband power levels. Xperi, the developer and licensor of HD radio technology, and the National Association of Broadcasters said approving the request would be in the public interest. There are approximately 2,600 FM radio stations using HD radio in the U.S. And it goes on and on, but of course we must point out from the DX listener's point of view, this means more and more adjacent channel noise interference. Deadline for reply comments to the proposal is October 6th. Refer to MB docket number 22-405. Mike Terry forwards another story, this one from ABC News. Radio broadcasters sound off on artificial intelligence, dated September 4th. Dallas, a radio station, made history this summer by becoming the first in the country to use an AI DJ for an entire shift. AI Ashley first appeared in June on Live 95.5 in Oregon, using an artificially generated version of the voice of Ashley Elzinga, a human host based in Michigan, with her consent. At a radio conference in Dallas, many expressed skepticism about the presence of AI in their industry. Sean Tempesta, a host for 102.7 VGS in Las Vegas, Nevada, says to pretend that AI is not going to be a mass extinction event for jobs in this country, be it radio or anything else, you are fooling yourself. No time to quote more here, but of course members of the World of Radio Iowa Group have access to the full stories. Ben Cobb of the publication Experimental Radio says the Federal Emergency Management Agency has newly published a searchable database of primary entry point radio stations participating in the National Public Warning System. Database is visible at fema.gov/IPAWS from the menu item Broadcasters and Wireless Providers. Also, all U.S. radio and TV stations will be involved in the next national test of the Integrated Public Alert and Warning System, IPAWS, on October 4th. At approximately 1:20 p.m. Central, FEMA will transmit the test via the emergency alert system over the Internet in the form of a common alerting protocol message. Stations are required to forward the test message to the public and report the results to the FCC. I see that the only primary Oklahoma station is KRMG 740 in Tulsa. The British CS Club, Tony Rogers, says that Radio Vanuatu was without modulation on both its frequencies September 27th. But on the 28th, he and I were hearing it again with modulation on 7260. He also had it on 3945 via remotes in Australia. The propagation outlook from SWPC. After G1 and G2 storm September 25th and 26th, with AN canopies of 22 and 6, back to quiet conditions of only 5 and 2, September 27th to October 21st. Solar fluctuating between 160 and 150, down to 145 on October 2nd and 12th to 14th. With many thanks to all our stations and contributors, hoping you'll hear me again next week, Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2210 with a standard disclaimer.